Hey everybody, welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria, and this is season 7, episode 9 of Sticky Pickles. Letting your hair down and a stinky cornichon. I'm so glad I'm going second, because, girl, I really want to know what yours is.
Okay, so we have two besties, Chrissy and Joan. Okay, Chrissy and Joan. And they live in a town. They live in a town where they went to college 20 years ago. So they're like in their 40s, but now they're both professionals.
Totes profesh.
Totes profesh. Chrissy is a therapist, and Joan is a divorce lawyer. And both have been married and divorced, and now they're back on the dating scene, like jumping in and out of the dating apps, jumping in and out of relationships, but baby ones because they never work out. All this to say, they are very reliant on each other, but like you and me.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
For unwinding or sharing dramas or having a giggle or just, I don't know, communing about life's bullshit. And, you know, they get each other.
Yeah.
So it's kind of one of those people that you can really, you know, you can be with and really let your hair down. Hmm.
I know how that is.
So every second Thursday, Chrissy and Joan get together, sometimes at each other's apartments, sometimes, well, mostly at their favorite sushi bar, which they love. Because at the back of the sushi bar, there's like this plush and cozy booth banquette-y thing. And that even has like these little linen curtains that you can close the front so you kind of feel like you're super private.
Nice.
And they always like make jokes that people must be in the middle of affairs if they close the curtains, right? So they're always trying to catch a glimpse if anyone's behind, you know.
Dish the good goss. Yes.
Exactly. But, you know, there they can pig out on their sushi, suck back a glass of two or sake and, you know, commune. So this Thursday, Chrissy, you know, arrives. Joan's already there, but she's there with an entire bottle of sake.
The good stuff. Okay.
The good stuff. Right. And Chrissy knows that this is a sign that Joan's had a bad week and makes a mental note that she needs to book a cab to take her home.
That's a good friend. That's a good friend.
Right. Yeah. She's just like, okay, I'm leaving my car here. Chrissy sits down and she says, lay it all out, mama. Right. And Joan does as she fills Chrissy's glass to the brim and she opens up with like, why did I become a fucking divorce lawyer? You know, and she's dealing with this particularly gross divorce where both sides have their fangs out and their teeth are bared and worse, they're threatening to take the children. Right. Like it just sucks. It sucks. And you think,
from what I understand from a lot of divorce situations is even if it starts out amicable, it always gets kind of nasty. Like, are there a lot of them where they're not gross?
I don't know. I know of a few that seem very healthy. Like, obviously there's awful feelings that happen, right? But it seems if both sides can do it with like diplomacy and maturity, you can kind of get through and weather the storm. But I have also seen the other side where both sides go fucking nuts. It sucks. It sucks.
It sucks. It really sucks.
You know, you kind of assume that divorce lawyers maybe enjoy the drama of it, but probably not, right? Like they probably are just like, I want to make a buck, but I also want, you know, you guys to get out of this, you know, intact.
Yeah. You know what? I could imagine someone thinking that maybe it would be fun for them if they are sort of a drama llama, like really into it. But at the same time, you can get your fill.
I bet you can. That's why you need a Thursday night with Chrissy.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe you need to be a really even-keeled person who, like, nothing phases you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, anyway, Chrissy. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So Chrissy, so this is all Joan, divorce lawyer, right? So Chrissy, of course, being a therapist, is a pretty darn good active listener.
Mm-hmm.
So she listens. She makes all the right noises. She doesn't offer a solution. She shakes her and nods her head at the right places and, you know, refills the glasses as appropriate.
Fun. Yeah.
And, you know, sushi platters come and go, bottles half empty. And Joan is finally kind of empty of her anger and her frustration at the divorce drama that she's had to deal with, and says those words. So, Chrissy, cheer me up. What about you? What's going on?
Well, do I have a story for you?
Well, funny you should say that, because Chrissy smiles because she came today with a totally cute story to share. And now she has the stage, right? Mm. And she says that to her. She goes, I have the most beautiful story for you. So a patient who, of course, will remain anonymous. But this guy's issue is, and she bends in, right, and hisses, sexual.
Fun.
Right. Joan cocks an eyebrow. It's got her interest, right? She goes, go on. Right?
Yes, all the details. Yes.
So she leans in. She goes, for years, this patient has refused to touch anyone, get sexually sexy with anyone, unless he is wearing shoes. And not only that, but the other person must be shoed as well. And there are rules on the shoes. They can't be open toe, right? Can't be high heels.
Oh, yeah. That's obviously out. That doesn't even need to be said, really.
And Joan is like, shooed, like not just barefooted,
shod.
Yeah, and Chrissy's giggling now. She's like, no, shooed, completely shooed.
Okay, if they're as drunk as they think they are, this is where the conversation just completely goes to the left, and there's not a coherent word that's going to be said for the rest of the evening.
It's very giggly. It's shooed! Very giggly.
I mean, I'm sober, and there's no way I'm going to not be going, shooed all day. Shod.
And Chrissy says, you know, he can't stand the feeling of toes or of arching feet or of anything foot related. And the only reason he came to see me, Joan, is that his
new... That's not where I was thinking that was going. Okay, yep, all right. Not usually the reason that shoes are involved. I will spare you the information.
Thank Christ.
I'm sad that I know the reason. Anyway...
Can you tell us at the end of the episode, baby?
No. I'll tell you when we're not recording.
So Chrissy goes, the only reason he came to see me is that his new partner has put her foot down, and banned shoes from sexy times. So, like, he's dying right now for action, blue balls, right?
Yeah.
But he can't get over the foot thing. And Joan is just in a fit of giggles, right?
Oh, man.
So Chrissy's like, look, I can't go into the backstory about why he's in this situation, because that's what Joan's asking. Like, why? She goes, I can't go into that, right? Professional.
I can tell you all this, but not the last bit. Okay, yeah, all right.
Yeah. But, you know, for the last month or so, we've been working on this. And looking into why, you know, and how it's manifested and all that jazz. But here's the best bit, Joan. Here's the best bit. He came in this week and he said that he's been making progress because it was Valentine's Day last week. And she was being very nice and he was being very nice. And they bought each other's presents. And her present to him was neoprene booties.
Neoprene. Okay. All right. So wellies, basically, right? Like neoprene wellies.
I think they're more the ones that divers wear, you know, like these little kind of like thick kind of like scuba gear booty shoes things.
Scuba gear. Yeah. So not like 12-inch stilettos or latex thigh-high boots or whatever, or the other various fetish shoe gear. I know way too much.
No, he's just about having the foot covered. Just about the foot covered. Like his lady friend bought these for him as a Valentine's Day present, and he was freaking out a bit at first, he said. But then he'd put them on. They were a bit too small, but that kind of cut off his foot circulation.
And that's what works for him.
And that would worked because he couldn't feel a thing. And the guy was fucking elated. Like, hallelujah.
He was fucking elated. He was fucking elated.
St. Valentine's Day is a great time. So Joan is thrilled, right? Joan is now, the bottle's practically empty. Joan's clapping, laughing, tipsy as anything. She's like, Chrissy, that's exactly the story I needed to hear. I love you, fucking Chrissy. And Joan's like, I fucking love you, Joan. I love you, Joan. But the pickle, Maria, is guess who's sitting in the next booth.
No.
The next one along from Joan and Chrissy.
No.
The man and the man's girlfriend.
Himself. The man himself.
And both of them recognize themselves completely in the story. And they're now sitting in the booth feeling, you know, what, shame, anger,
a bit exposed.
Yeah, all that shit. And don't know what to do right now. And they decide to call you, Maria, on the phone. They've got you on the, you know, Sticky Pickle Hotline.
You want Sticky Pickle Hotline? Oh, my God. We're here.
I love that.
We need to get a Google Voice number and just be like, this is the Sticky Pickle Hotline. Oh, my God. Call in with your sticky pickles.
Yes. Yes. Do that.
Oh, I could do that. We could actually do. Would anybody actually fucking call us?
We don't have
us?
the Google number here in the UK yet, so you have to do it. Okay, if you guys will call us, we will set it up. Seriously, let us know a yes or no.
We'll do it. I mean, that's trivial for me to do. Yeah, I would actually do it. Okay, so this is a super easy one for me because I'd be like, you poke your head around and you go, you are fucking fired as my therapist. Like, that is such an easy call. I know people dish about stuff at work, but like, if you can't have the discretion to not blather loudly, drunkenly, which again, hilarious story, but like, you're in public. That is a conversation you have in private.
But you're in the plush booth.
That's fucking public. You're at a restaurant.
You think you are in private.
You're at a restaurant. You're in public. Don't do that.
Oh, I don't know. I kind of feel for the therapist a bit. I mean, they have to all day collect all this shit like a doctor, like, you know, all the horrible stuff that happens.
Yeah, but they also have to be discreet. Otherwise, like, I mean, this could ruin her career.
But she kind of was.
No.
She kind of was. She didn't say who he was.
No. Imagine you weren't. Okay. Imagine you weren't the client, but you were just overhearing a therapist dishing to that degree about a client. I would be horrified. I'd be like, yo, you're talking about the people who are spilling their guts to you and you're guffawing about it in a sushi restaurant. Like, that is such a.
Okay. What would you. Okay. 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 You're the therapist and you have this friend and you want to share the story. How would you do it in a way that doesn't expose anyone?
If you're going to dish like that, you do it in like over the kitchen table at somebody's house where you know nobody can overhear you.
Except for Alexa. Sorry, it's another show.
I don't have those in my home, so it's not an issue. yeah, I mean, just you got to be in a restaurant, ain't it? It's just not a restaurant. You might as well.
Okay, so if they were in a place where, like, in one of their houses, and the therapist accidentally called the patient, I mean, right with their butt, where butt dialed the patient. Okay, and the same story happened.
I mean, you'd still get your ass fired.
Sure.
I mean, it was an accident.
Yeah. You wouldn't find out what happens next in the booty story. Yeah.
No, you wouldn't, but you could. I mean, there's that relationship is irreparably damaged. It just is. I mean, I fully expected that my therapist, I hope maybe she didn't, but I fully expected she was telling somebody about my neuroticisms. But like, I certainly would hope she'd be discreet about it. And if I found out that she was blathering, I'd been like, yeah, no, can't trust you. So.
Like, I don't care. I don't know if I care if I had a therapist that blathered as long as I was not recognizable, right? Like, if they said, oh, this, you know, loudmouth Canadian with pink hair comes to see me.
Slightly identifiable. Slightly. I think it's just it just casts too much doubt. Even if you're like, nobody would know it's you. You could just go, nobody would know it's me and move on with your life. But if you're horrified, that's because there's been a breach of trust.
But as you turn your head over, you've basically confirmed who you are to the drunk Joan, who might laugh hysterically. Like, that might be the icing on the top of the story, the cherry on the top.
Do you, as the foot dude, recognize that this is a patently absurd situation, or is it a very painful personal situation for you that you don't appreciate people laughing at your pain?
And that's why we love sticky pickles, because, you know, it's a sticky pickle.
Yeah. So it depends on the person, because I could imagine somebody being like, yeah, I let my freak flag fly, and like, I have no shame about this proclivity of mine, but at the same time, I need help figuring out my partner.
Yeah, maybe the funny way would be to put your leg across to the other one and go, I can't get the fucking booties off.
Oh my God. Yeah. I could see some people having a really good sense of humor about it, but personally, I'm like, if I was dealing with a painful issue, I'd be like, you're fired. But if you're like, yeah, I don't give a shit, everybody can know my business, then yeah, just show a leg. Show a little leg.
Where do you sit on this issue, listeners? We're dying to know. Call the hotline that Maria's going to set up. Boom!
I guess I'm doing that now. Boom, bing, bang, boom.
All right, Maria, your turn. A sticky cornichon.
Yeah, I have a stinky cornichon instead of a sticky pickle today.
No, stinky.
Stinky cornichon. Because I don't have a full story. I have a little tiny dilemma. And I just...
We accept those.
Yeah, I just... It's just the nature of the beast this week. So I want you to imagine two roommates living in a tiny studio apartment. So they both work from home. There is no other room for them to each escape to. They have to work in close quarters with each other, because that is just the nature of their finances, their life. Mm-hmm. So etiquette is a big deal. Phone etiquette is a big deal. Zoom call etiquette is a big deal, because there's a lot of video calls happening.
Yeah.
So the roommates in question, their names are Mario and Erica. Okay. Now, Mario is in a new job, and he is on Zoom calls a lot with, like, his entire team. They're all fully remote.
And they're always talking, so they're always on Zoom, yakking.
They're always on Zoom, and the microphone is always on. It's not one of those you can be silent for a long time and only unmute yourself when you have something to say. The microphone is usually always on because there's a lot of back and forth. So Mario is on this call that happens every day, the same time of day that Erica knows very well about, because Erica has been told many times, hey, this call happens every day. It's a really important one for me. Please don't also be on a call at that time. Like, please reschedule yours. This is like my one big one a day. I have to be on this one.
Okay. And Mario knows this.
Yeah. Mario is the one who has this call and has told Erica, like, this is the one call I can't move. So, like, can you move yours around this?
Right. Okay. Sorry. So Erica. Yeah. So Erica's fully aware that this call's happening. Right.
That this call's happened. This is a super important one for Mario. Like, this one requires the highest of etiquette. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Mario is on this important Zoom call with all of his coworkers. And, you know, Mario and Erica work from home. You get cozy, you get comfy. Some days you're just in your pajamas and you're real.
Presumably wearing like a blouse top in case you're on video.
Yeah, with like your...
neoprene booties.
And sometimes when one is very comfortable in one's home, in one's clothing, sometimes one forgets one's settings.
Oh, no.
And Erica, while Mario is on this extremely important call with his microphone wide open, Erica, who sits very close to him, lets rip the loudest fucking fart you can possibly imagine.
Oh, my God.
And it smells unbelievably bad. Like, clear the room bad.
Is Mario on a call with, like, boss people or...
Oh, yeah. Boss people and coworkers. This is the very important daily call. So they all heard it because everybody freezes.
Can you turn the light on and off really quickly and pretend it's lightning and then just pretend it's thunder and lightning?
So you also know, have you ever noticed this really fun, handy feature that a lot of these video calls have now, where it'll tell you if somebody's microphone was activated when somebody's speaking. So Mario's like, I can't even hide. This happened to me yesterday.
I don't know what, I don't want to know which one you were, Maria. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I was not the one who farted. Let me be very clear. Okay.
God.
My dear husband.
Are you sure you want to expose your beautiful, beautiful, lovely husband?
Oh, I told him I'm doing this.
He knows. I'm sorry, Erica.
I'm not. I told him, I was like, listen, I was about as beet red as one could be, but I don't know if I handled it as well as I should have, because I basically turned beet red in embarrassment. And I was like, I want to be clear. That was not me. That was Eric.
Okay. Can I just ask a serious question for a second?
Yes.
A serious question. Is it possible that you actually farted and now have agreed with Eric that you are going to blame him on this so that your team...
The faker's the maker? Is that what you're going... Are you seriously throwing it back?
I'm just asking. I'm asking. Our listeners want to know.
I can attest, hand to heart, it was really not me. It actually really was Eric. Because he immediately apologized after. You could hear him go, oh, sorry. So I just want to know.
Video, is it recorded?
No.
Just your facial expression, like just your camera would be a glorious thing to have.
Can I also just say this is actually the second time that this has happened in a year? And I'm like, both times I'm like, I could die, but I do not know how to handle my dear husband farting loudly when I am on a video call. Plus, I cannot leave my seat and it stinks. I'm just like, what do I do? What do I do, girl? What do I do?
I'm going to pretend you've asked me for advice because, you know, that's this kind of show. Okay, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that people get on a schedule, right, for their private breaks. And your job, if you're living with people, is to know their schedule, particularly if you're a household like we are with one bathroom. You must be aware of that schedule so that it doesn't conflict with your own schedule. But I'm just wondering if that's his schedule time when his posterior is alerting him that action needs to take place. Perhaps that's the window where you block off for private time and non-video chatting, chats, maybe.
Sorry, can't meet with the whole team right now. This is my husband's fart time. Yeah, that's going to go over really well. I told you this was a stinky corner. I genuinely am like, this is a dilemma I am in. I do not know how to deal with
it. Look, our listeners will be getting in touch with you via Instagram to let you know how they deal with this.
And as Eric knows about this one, bless him. So thank you, Eric, for being up.
Erica.
Erica, yeah, and Mario.
Okay, that's it for this episode of Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Get off your butts and review. I mean, look, Maria's just laid it all out there for us.
You know all my business, everybody.
All the business we don't want to know. Yep.
You know, y'all know, I know too much, you know too much. Congratulations, everybody.
Share the pain. Hashtag share the pain.
We have launched a Patreon. Thank you, everybody who has been supporting us through that. That helps us pay our bills because the show does have a few. So thank you. $3 is our tip jar. That's it. Patreon.com/stickypickles. Thank you for your support, everybody.
We love you.
Yeah, love you. If you want to get in touch with us on social media, we're on Instagram at stickypicklespod. That's like the primary one we use now. And anything else you can find on stickypickles.com.
Brilliant. See you in a few weeks, everyone.
Bye-bye. Are you going to forgive me for my stinky
cornichons?
I do too.
And it's kind of ruined them for me because every time I'm going to look at one now, I'll be like remembering the story.
Next time there's this lovely charcuterie board in front of you and it's got that little thing, the little thing of cornichon, and you're just like, nope. Next time I'll have a story about prosciutto for you and I'll just, you know.